And then, of course, in the Mirror, is a story that I can't ignore. I have to talk about it.
The Euro.
No.
No.
TV Anna on her split with radio bad boy Pierce. Only joking. And the headline is... Let me... sorry, hang on a second. If I'm going to do the story... Right. Because I know she's going to be listening. Right, so I've got to be careful.
Can I hold your phone with a text message thing by the microphone during the course of you talking?
Yeah, this will be good.
Turn it on to noise.
I'm sure... No, because then other people will send a text message and all that kind of stuff. She wouldn't do that anyway.
She's already done it three times. You barely brushed upon it.
I beg your pardon? I haven't brushed upon it for 2 months now.
That's what she says in the interview.
Okay.
She cried for hours.
Yeah, no, minutes.
I've been so lonely. Sat in my flat, sobbing all night. That's the headline, right? That's what they pull out of the story. And this is an exclusive by Sue Crawford. You ready?
Yeah.
They were one of the most unlikely and happiest couples in British showbiz. Now children's presenter Anna Bolter has spoken for the first time about the heartbreak of splitting with her controversial DJ boyfriend.
Text.
One.
Chris Miles. The pair who lived together on and off called it a day 2 months ago, but it's only now that Anna, 25, feels able to talk about it. She's 25.
I was terrified at first, and I've had some of the loneliest and hardest times. There have been nights when I sat in my flat and cried and cried. It's the fear of the unknown, but it only lasted a couple of hours.
Text.
So, you know, straight away, do you know what I mean? Straight in there. See that there? Well, I'm reading it and I'm thinking, oh, poor thing, you know what I mean? It's quite sad. Listen. There have been nights when I sat in the flat and cried and cried and cried. It's the fear of the unknown. But it only lasted a couple of hours and then I put myself up and get on with it. Now, do you know the thing is, right? That's not about me. That bit there. That's about the fact that she'd left kids' telly to go into adult TV, and she was unsure about the unknown. When Joe saw it, Joe goes, "Man, that's like an entire page!"
It's a quiet news day, though, isn't it?
So anyway, so it goes on and stuff. But let's hear any more.
Why is she complaining?
Huh?
Why is she complaining?
Because she lost this hunk of burning love that you see in front of you. So anyway, it says that... we've remained best friends, and it will be very hard for the person who goes out with Chris or myself, because we still get on so well. And then it says, right, because she told me off earlier for saying, it doesn't say that I dumped you, okay? But it does read, it's pointless being friends for all that time and then never speaking to each other again. I didn't leave my boyfriend because I didn't like him, I just took stock of my life. Oh, well, thanks, that makes me sound like a right loser. And she's making out that she dumped me. Why, I order... I tell you exactly what happened, right?
All right.
I said to her one day, enough, woman. Your days are numbered.
That bed's sticking, by the way.
And the playout machine is broken. She goes, yes, I can hear it in the background, but don't worry, if you keep on talking, no one will notice.
So romantic.
Anyway, I wish her all the very best. We're still friends.
Yeah.
Yeah? When we were out last night, we had a few drinks.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Actually, that breaking was a little bit like your relationship.
That what?
That thing sticking.
Broken. That thing sticking?
You know, you
what, a piece of technical radio equipment sticking? Was sticky like our relationship?
Sticky equipment.
Like is this going to be... What?
No, don't worry.
No, you're building up now. A piece of radio equipment sticking was just like my relationship with Anna. Punchline, Will?
Like a broken record.
Week off, and that's what you can come up with. And by the way, she's on TV tonight, I think.
Great.
She's doing that Liquid News show.
On Food Network.
So if anybody from Liquid News is listening, taping this, thinking, oh, we'll be able to play this tonight on the show, don't. So Liquid News, we provide them with half their stories anyway. And they never get any pictures as well, so they just have to play the audio over stills. Anyway, so there you go. But she's looking... Now, what do you think, Joe?
She's a minger.
She's not a minger. How dare you say that?
Wait, what does that mean?
A minger is a...
I thought that means you're good looking, right?
No.
The opposite.
Have you been saying to women in the streets of London, hey, you're a minger?
That's no wonder it hasn't been working.
Yeah, no wonder you haven't got laid
There's
in the
no
UK.
There's no mojo going on here.
No, that's a minger's bad.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Lisa Riley would be a minger.
She's
right?
a humdinger, is what I meant.
Okay, she's a humdinger, not a minger.